This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted. A member of the United States men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend, soon after he arrived in Japan, NBC said, citing his brother Trevor, who told the broadcaster it was, quote, terrible. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympic Games Wednesday, becoming the third Australian city to host the Summer Games. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the expected result after delegates voted 72-5 with three abstentions at the IOC session in Tokyo. Australia hosted the Olympics in Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The hundreds of millions in India without antibodies are more susceptible to severe infection. Only 13% of the adults in the study were fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. Norway signed a deal Wednesday to swap 100,000 doses of its unused shots made by Johnson & Johnson with Lithuania in return for an equal number of doses from Pfizer in a move to speed up inoculations. Norway is not using the J&J shot in its national vaccination program due to concerns about rare blood clotting issues. Norway's Prime Minister Erna Solberg said in a statement, quote, I am happy about this deal, which will contribute to both Norway and Lithuania being able to speed up vaccinations, end quote. Demand in Lithuania is high for the single-dose J&J vaccine, Solberg added. In northwestern Nigeria, 100 civilians have regained their freedom after 42 days of captivity, Zamfara State authorities said Tuesday. A state police statement said the victims were released, quote, without the payment of any ransom, end quote. Armed men in the village of Manawa kidnapped them early in June. Northwestern Nigeria has been the scene for several years of the activities of criminal gangs who attack, loot, and kidnap villagers, stealing their livestock and burning their homes. A former senior editor of Hong Kong's shuttered pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, was arrested by National Security Police Wednesday morning. A police source told AFP the former executive editor-in-chief had been detained. In a statement, police said they'd arrested a 51-year-old former newspaper editor for, quote, collusion with foreign forces, end quote, a national security crime. He is the ninth employee of Apple Daily arrested under a sweeping national security law that Beijing imposed on Hong Kong last year after huge and often violent democracy protests. At least 25 people have died after torrential rains caused landslides and flooded a city in central China, with shocking images showing passengers struggling against chest-high water inside a train carriage. As river embankments were breached in record downpours across Henan province, President Xi Jinping described the situation as, quote, extremely severe, end quote, with flood control measures entering a critical stage, state media reported Wednesday. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The decrease for both Black Americans and Hispanic Americans was even worse, 3 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the calculations for 2020 early Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.